what have you brought for us today?
Well, I didn't bring any artifacts or anything, but my name is Darren Sawyer. I'm the producer for the OHL Tonight with the Niagara Ice Dog Games. So I have done every game that was on television for the Niagara Ice Dogs since they moved here in 2007. Actually, I first met Bill Burke, the owner of the team, the day they were moving in. Well, I met him a couple days before that, but we met outside the arena as they were backing up the U-Hauls, bringing in all the equipment and all the exercise machines and everything for the players. It's a real unique experience because this arena was built before television was invented, or really in the market, and we had to spend a lot of time, about 2 months really, retrofitting a lot of things in the arena to get it to work for television. They had to install new big screen TVs all through here. We had to, kind of jerry-rig some camera cables and some camera equipment to be able to fit in here, to be able to work in here. So it was a little unique to get started, even really, where our commentators were in a booth that was really the size of a closet, and you're trying to fit cameras in there, so because they have to be on camera for part of the show, and so like I say, retrofitting equipment to be able to fit in small spaces that this building was never meant for.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
You were here the entire time for the Ice Dogs that they
yes.
were here? So you've moved over with them to the Meridian Center
yes.
since they've gone? Okay. So for you, just in your experience kind of being in the arena, what was it like to have the Ice Dogs here?
It was great. I mean, I can tell you, because of the size of the arena, we used to have to park our truck actually underneath where we're sitting now, outside of the arena. But the arena was so loud that we could hear the cheering and everything from the arena outside in the truck.
Wow.
It would go through, there's a little cutway where the old Zamboni used to park that they didn't use anymore. And it would go right through that, through a metal door that they had, and we could hear it outside. If we were, for whatever reason, if I had somebody outside the truck, in the parking lot getting ready to do something, they could hear when the team scored. And they'd come running into the truck, oh, who scored? Who got it? And because they could hear it.
Yeah.
And so it was really loud. And I thought, and it was really good for the community. The community really rallied around the team. They still do. And I think having a hockey team, whether it was the St. Catharines Teepees or the St. Catharines Fin Cups, where whoever it was, they were all something the community could rally around. And they were something that people were gravitated to.
Did you have anything like that, even from an outsider's perspective?
There was a night, can't remember the date specifically, there was a night when the lights went out in the middle of the game. A transformer a couple streets down had blown, and it had tripped the breaker here in the arena. And the funny part was there was a little button there in the electrical room downstairs. We have to run some of our stuff through there. You could see there was one little button that's all you had to push. And it would reset and everything would be fine. But the city of St. Catharines needed a unionized electrician to come in and do that. And they didn't have one on call that night.
Oh, no.
So they had to wait. They said it might be about an hour while somebody drives from Toronto to come here to push the button. And at that point in the game, the Ice Dogs were winning, and they were playing the Oshawa Generals. Oshawa wanted them to forfeit the game because there's no lights, and we can't sit here for an hour and wait. And meanwhile, the arena is almost pitch black. There was some emergency lights, but it was really, really dark. We had an onboard generator on our truck, so we were running that to power our truck to continue the live broadcast, and we ran a few of our studio lights into the arena for people to see, and for our on-air talent to be able to do interviews and things like that. And it took about 45 minutes. I was running around in between OHL officials and team officials. You know, are we going to play this game or not? Because we're in the middle of a live broadcast. And so finally, an electrician came, and I literally watched him walk in the back, push a button, and go, should be good. And in a couple minutes later, lights started popping on, and they were off and playing again.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. That was probably one of the weirdest things that happened to us anyways in this arena.
45 minutes for one button press.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So what would you say when the Ice Dogs left? Do you remember like that last game or last experience of them in this building? What was that like?
That was, you know what? It was funny because for a long time we knew, you know, this was coming to an end and we were moving to the Meridian Center. We were a part of the building process of going there. And I thought I'd be really happy because, I mean, in the Meridian Center, there's elevators and we have heavy cameras that you got to carry through the stands and all that. It's easy with the elevators. Here, you had to come up through the stands by hand. And I thought, you know what? I can't wait to get rid of this. I can't. But it was actually really emotional. It was really sad. It was like, I've spent a lot of nights here. I've done a lot. And I actually went through, I think I took a few pictures of the rink on the last night and what was going on. And I think we have a couple pictures of the crew that night that were there. And it just, yeah, it was actually really sad because you realized a place that you've spent a lot of time in, you're not going to be here anymore.
For sure. No, absolutely. And I think especially with this sort of chapter of the Garden City Arena closing as well, I think there's definitely going to be a lot of parallels for people.
Yeah.
Between that one move and this one.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are tentative for time.
Sure.
But I would just kind of like to wrap up with any just final thoughts about your experiences in the arena, how you feel about it, anything like that.
You know, I think this is a great project to do because there is a lot of history in the arena. Just even from our perspective, I know, like I say, from retrofitting it to, you know, getting in and doing games where, you know, we had a game where about a half an hour before the game they almost had to cancel it because there was a chloroform leak.
Oh my goodness.
in one of the rooms, and you can't have anybody in the building. So it was a lot of things that at the time seemed really like, oh, you got to be kidding me, I can't wait to get out of here, that when you left you were like, oh, you know what, I really missed that place.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of it. Yeah.